And we should tell you, one of Apple's competitors in this market has been making news as well. Rachel mentioned the smartwatch maker Pebble in her story. Well, Pebble is coming out with a new watch, and so far the company has raised more than $17 million to back the project. They use the crowdfunding site Kickstarter. The new watch by Pebble is believed to have raised more money than any other project in Kickstarter's history. This is NPR News.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. China's imports shrank in February for a second month in a row, a sign of weakness in the world's second largest economy. Imports contracted by 20.5% to $108.6 billion compared with a year earlier. China's appetite for imported raw materials and consumer goods has ebbed as economic growth declined to a two-decade low of 7.4% last year. The International Monetary Fund and other forecasters expect growth to decline this year to 7% and further in 2015. McDonald's says global sales declined in February, including a 4% drop in the U.S. that the company blamed on aggressive competitive activity. Global sales fell 1.7% at established locations. In the division including Asia, the Middle East, and Africa, sales were down 4.4%. The world's largest restaurant chain by sales is battling changes in consumer tastes and economic setbacks globally. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 17,854. It's down 7 points. The NASDAQ, 4410, up 5. The S&P 500, 2071, and it is up 0.75 point. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. And Drew, I bet you things are warming up.
Yes, they are. And there's lots of good news out there in that sense. We'll see a big part of North America experiencing warmer than normal temperatures. Unfortunately, the eastern Midwest is probably not going to get much closer than normal, but that's still great improvement over where we've been in the past couple of weeks. The temperatures out there this morning, balmy relative to where we've been recent days. The temperatures running mostly in the upper 20s and lower 30s across a big part of the Midwest, even some middle and upper 30s, even temperatures over 40 degrees near the Ohio River. A lot of cloud cover down there. That is in response to a storm system that's brewing out in the southern portions of the U.S. Plains, and that storm system is expected to march through the Delta into the Tennessee River Basin as we go through the day today and probably into the day tomorrow. Some of the moisture from that will work its way up to and slightly north of the Ohio River, but not likely to get into the heart of the Midwest necessarily. Southern Illinois, southern Indiana, southern Ohio will all have a risk of some precipitation as we go through the day tomorrow, maybe as early as tomorrow morning. All other areas to the north will see a very limited amount of precipitation potential. It's interesting to step back and look at the past 30 days. Most areas from portions of Nebraska, Kansas, and Oklahoma up through a big part of Iowa and over to Wisconsin and Michigan, all that region has seen less than half of normal rainfall in the month of past 30 days, we'll say. And probably about half of that region is probably less than 25% of normal precipitation. So it won't be long before the marketplace and producers start worrying about the drying tendency. There's not a lot of precipitation in the pipeline over this next 10 days to 2 weeks in that region. In the meantime, early corn planting, which normally occurs in the U.S. Delta and the Tennessee River Basin and southeastern states during the month of March, is headed for quite a bit of delay because of not only today and tomorrow's storm system, but a reinforcing shot of rain that's likely to occur in those very same areas and more widespread in the southeastern states as we get into the second half of this week and into the weekend. some of these areas will end up with 2 to 4, maybe 5 inches of rainfall by the time we get to this time next week. And that's way too much moisture for areas that have already been dealing with surplus moisture and some localized flooding. So we'll continue to watch that. Most of the flooding will stay south of the Ohio River Valley and be focused on southern Kentucky southward into parts of Mississippi, Alabama, and northern Georgia. In the meantime, our temperatures are going to be a lot more pleasant this week. Afternoon highs today will be in the 40s and 50s across a big part of the Midwest, and readings will be similar to that. Most days this week in the eastern portions of the Midwest will actually be some 60-degree temperatures working their way across the region from Nebraska and Kansas into parts of Missouri, and there's a chance we may see a few lower 60s in southern Illinois or western Kentucky, maybe southwestern Indiana, as early as maybe Wednesday of this week, but that won't last very long. There will be a shot of cooler air that will move through the eastern Midwest to cut that short a bit. Most of the warmth will be out in the plains. In fact, hard red winter wheat country will be seeing temperatures in the 60s and 70s through a fair amount of this week, and that is likely to accelerate drying across a region that doesn't have a lot of moisture to begin with, and also stimulate some new crop development potential, especially in the southern parts of the plains. Down in South America, it'll be a rainy day or two, in fact, several rainy days coming up across center west and center south crop areas. The precipitation is going to become a little bit too much, and there'll be some delay in farming activity once again across some of that region. And it looks like Argentina will see a dry week of weather this week, and will likely see the temperatures rising well above average. So quick firming of the soil is likely, but no crop stress of serious nature is expected there. This is Drew Lerner, World Weather Incorporated.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter, March wheat, nothing. May, 531 and a quarter, up 9. Soft March, 491 and a quarter, up 5.5. March corn, 383.5, up 4.25. July, 397 and a quarter, up 3.25. December, 414, up 3.25. March soybeans, 985.75, up 6.5. July, 996.5, up 6. November, 970, up 4.75. March soybean meal, 340, up $3. March soybean oil, 31.18, up 4 cents. A quick programming announcement regarding tomorrow's all-day Ag Outlook meeting at the Beef House. If you have purchased your tickets for that event but have not received them in the mail for whatever reason, don't fret. Just come on anyway, and we will have a check-in list and additional tickets held at the door. And of course, if you've already received your tickets, make sure that you bring them with you and you haven't lost them. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. It seems convenient, too, that the weather's warming up just in time for the meeting tomorrow. I think that's a good sign.
Yeah, I planned that very well 6 months ago. I dodged a bullet. That would have been last week of the ice.
Right, right. But I'm sure well-received, and most everybody, I assume, would rather take this week than what we've seen the last few weeks, that's for sure.
Yeah. And the market today, starting the week on a positive note.
Yeah, a little bit higher here today. News continues to be a little quiet here, not much going on. We are going to have a USDA report out tomorrow, so a little short covering ahead of those numbers. Of course, not much change is expected. The average guesses are just marginally changed from the February numbers, which is pretty typical for March supply-demand numbers, so not expecting much news out of that report tomorrow. May see some adjustment in the South American numbers. Private trade has been kind of downgrading the Brazilian bean crop and improving the Argentina bean crop, so we could see some movement there. But as far as the U.S. numbers, ending stocks numbers, just not expecting much change there. Sounds like some of the remaining Brazilian truck strikers are going to meet tomorrow to have a meeting with some of the politicians, so we'll see if anything comes out of that. And you know, we're getting a little wheat rally here this morning. There are some wheat growing areas around the world that could use a little improvement in weather, so getting a little weather story going in the wheat a little bit, especially in the plains where they could use a little rain here now that wheat's going to come out of dormancy with this warmer weather, Dave. So a couple little isolated stories, but you know, overall we continue to be pretty much range bound and just kind of sideways trade, which has been the trend for seems like almost a couple months now.
Do you think that the report tomorrow could have at least some good news, continuing to nibble away at ending stocks with demand maybe a little stronger than many traders believe, and feed usage up a little bit more than traders believe, maybe ethanol grind a little bit more than traders believe?
Well, there sure just isn't much talk in ending stocks growing at this point. You know, really a similar trend to what we saw in corn last year, where the ending stocks continue to kind of be downgraded or lowered here as the reports go on, and that seems to be the trend again as demand continues to be very good for corn and soybeans. So we could be the case tomorrow, could see ending stocks lowered again, although if they are, I don't think it'll be by any large amount, Dave. It should be kind of a marginal change, if any.
Thank you much, Aaron.
Hey, have a good day, Dave.
You too. Aaron Kurt is of Midco, and he will be at the All Day tomorrow to talk about cash grain, and he'll be on in the morning tomorrow. March corn trading 383 and three quarters, up 4.5. July, 397 and three quarters, and that's up 3.75. December, 414 and a quarter, up 3.5. March beans, 985 and three quarters, up 6.5. July, 997 and a half, up 7. November, 970 and three quarters, up 5.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's 901 Central Time.